Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 13, A Neutral Attitude. 1 Corinthians 4:5 NIV. Therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. Proverbs 18:17 ESV. The one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. 1 John 4:1 WEB. Beloved, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. End of verse. We have discussed how acquiring knowledge involves learning various truths. We have also discussed how we may be deceived regarding truth, resulting in false knowledge and false understanding. Regarding any particular subject, there are four possible positions we can each have regarding whether something is true or not. Bullet point, ignorance, having little or no knowledge about the subject. Bullet point, a neutral attitude, having partial knowledge about the subject, but not having a settled opinion regarding its truth or how it should be understood. Bullet point, assumed understanding, having partial knowledge about the subject and having a settled opinion regarding its truth and how to understand it. Bullet point, true understanding, having fairly complete knowledge of the subject and accurately understanding the truth about it. End of bullet points. Note that the lines between these four positions are not always clear. There may often be some overlap of these positions as our knowledge and understanding of a subject changes over time. Many of us would like to have true understanding about everything, but that is not a realistic possibility in this life. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13:12 WEB, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, even as I was also fully known." End of verse. Anyone who takes a realistic view of the tremendous amount of information available today will quickly realize how ignorant all of us are about a great many subjects. As we grow in our knowledge and understanding of a subject, there tends to be a natural progression through the first three possible positions. 1. Regarding any particular subject, we start in a state of ignorance. 2. As we first become aware of the subject, we tend to first have a neutral attitude toward it. 3. As we learn more about the subject and are influenced by various people and opinions, we tend to come to a settled opinion about its truth and how it should be understood. This often happens before we have adequate knowledge and understanding to form an accurate conclusion, so we often arrive at assumed understanding rather than true understanding. This third position, assumed understanding, is where deception often occurs. By leaving behind a neutral attitude too soon, we can easily end up being deceived and not arrive at true understanding. Recall the definition of deceived we are using from Chapter 6. Deceived, a state of believing something to be true which is actually false, or believing something to be false which is actually true. Ideally, we would skip the third stage of assumed understanding and transition from a neutral attitude directly to true understanding. In practice, however, it seems that most people's pride leads them to assume they understand things much better and sooner than they actually do. It is sinful pride that often leads to assumed understanding and contributes to being easily deceived. Unfortunately, progress often stops with assumed understanding and some level of deception. Once we think we understand something, it is often difficult for us to consider a different viewpoint, acknowledge we may have been wrong, and embrace a different viewpoint. So do you want to avoid deception? Then be slower to leave a position of neutrality. Aim to understand things more deeply before arriving at settled conclusions. Look at all sides of an issue to better understand it. Keep in mind, Proverbs 18:17 ESV, "The one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him." 1 John 4:1 WEB, "Beloved, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." End of verse. There are some subjects about which it is important that we arrive at true understanding and not settle for long-term ignorance or neutrality. For example, consider spiritual and religious things. If Jesus is truly the Son of God, who came in the flesh to redeem lost sinners, and if trusting in Jesus is necessary to obtain eternal life, then remaining an agnostic forever, One who is either ignorant regarding Jesus or who maintains a neutral attitude about Jesus is not a good path to follow. Ultimately, our goal should be true understanding that enables us to serve God with clarity. We cannot stand firmly with God and against evil if we do not have at least some true understanding about what is of God and what isn't. However, holding to a wrong assumed understanding of things can have serious consequences. Let's look at an example of this in Scripture. A new section titled, The Man Born Blind. Consider the man who was born blind, whose story we read about in John 9. Jesus healed him. However, this happened on a Sabbath day, and some of the Pharisees had an assumed understanding that the command to keep the Sabbath day holy, the third command of the Ten Commandments given through Moses in Exodus 20:8-11, meant that it was wrong for Jesus to heal people on the Sabbath. This was a primary reason that they opposed Jesus. John 9:16 ESV, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such things?" And there was a division among them. End of verse. This wrong assumed understanding about Jesus being a Sabbath breaker caused some of them to reject Jesus. However, some were questioning that assumed understanding and rightly held a more neutral attitude. How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? Notice how strongly some of the Pharisees hold to their wrong understanding. John 9:24-25 WEB. So they called the man who was blind a second time and said to him, "Give glory to God, we know that this man is a sinner." He therefore answered, "I don't know if he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." End of verses. We see here that the man born blind saw through their wrong assumed understanding and rejected it. The man born blind was right to have a neutral attitude on the subject of whether or not Jesus was a sinner, saying, "I don't know if he is a sinner." And he had true understanding that Jesus had healed him, saying, "One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." This proper perspective, having a neutral attitude about some things that aren't so clear, combined with true understanding of things that are clear, helped the man born blind to avoid deception and embrace the truth about Jesus. On the other hand, some of the Pharisees appeared to be prideful about their knowledge about Moses, and they couldn't accept any challenges to their assumed understanding. John 9:28-34 WEB, they insulted him and said, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we don't know where he comes from." The man answered them, "How amazing! You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he listens to him. Since the world began, it has never been heard of that anyone opened the eyes of someone born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You are altogether born in sins, and do you teach us?" They threw him out. End of verses. The man born blind arrives at true understanding that Jesus must be from God, based on the clear evidence of his own healing, and communicates this clearly to the Pharisees. He also points out to them their lack of true understanding about Jesus, saying, "How amazing, you don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes." It is a common problem that religious people with partial knowledge tend to think they have all the right answers. This is another wrong assumed understanding implied in this account. The Pharisees tended to look at themselves as the final authority regarding truth and right religion. Since Jesus was not part of them, nor subject to them, they looked at Jesus as a threat to true religion. True followers of Jesus today tend to get the same kind of treatment by religious people as Jesus received from them. John 15:18-21. Another point of wrong assumed understanding by the Pharisees is observed in verse 34. "You were altogether born in sins, and do you teach us?" They believed anyone born blind had a problem with sin, and this was a good reason for them to reject the clear truth about Jesus, which the man born blind spoke to them. However, Jesus told his disciples that sin was not the source of this man's blindness. John 9:2-3 WEB, his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God might be revealed in him." End of verses. This account of the man born blind gives us several examples of how wrong assumed understanding can have serious negative consequences. However, let's not assume that these kinds of problems are limited to the Pharisees of Jesus' day. I think it is safe to say that we all are adversely impacted by wrong assumed understandings in our own lives, much more than we realize. Let us ask God to expose our areas of wrong understanding and to lead us either to true understanding in those areas or to a more neutral attitude regarding things that aren't very clear. For further reflection, has your religious background given you some traditional assumed understanding that is hindering you from true understanding? Should you have a more neutral attitude about some of those traditional viewpoints?